Florida Sheriff, shout out to the Florida Sheriff. Says, come down here and we're going to crack your head. We doing after hours tonight. Make sure y'all tap in after hours. Let me change this. Let's do that. Boom.
Florida Highway Patrol are our partners. We all ride together in this. We all are out here to make sure that we're protecting our citizens, protecting our communities. Many of them have been called to the border. Many of them have been called to other locations to deal with the amount of fugitives and things that are going on, detainers. So for us, we will have their back. We will work closely with Colonel Howes and his team and making sure that we're increasing patrol. We're watching them. Anybody that's doxing them, as the general said, we passed a law about 4 or 5 years ago that makes it illegal to dox here in the state of Florida. So anybody that's doing that, we will take them to full task on doing it. We will stand with you. I want to define a couple things. And our general was very kind in how he said things. I'm not as usually as elegant in how I say things. So I'm gonna first say that peaceful protests are part of our democracy. We invite people to share their opinions. That's what our country is all about. The key word in that is peaceful. And if it's peaceful, us in law enforcement are going to make sure you have a safe environment to do it in. That's part of that process. If you let it turn violent, you do not want to do that in Brevard County. I'm going to tell you.
I knew he was going left the minute that he hit him with the Ric Flair. Woo! I knew it was going left right after that.
I tell you that, and I believe I can speak for my fellow sheriffs around the rest of the state. You don't want to let it happen. And just so there's no confusion, because I don't want to hear any whining later saying we didn't know, I'm going to break it down for you. All right. Because as you watch these riots unfold across the rest of the country, what you are seeing is buildings being burned down, police cars being bricked, having explosive devices thrown on them, having fire, guns pointed at them, bricks thrown at them, all and on. So I'm going to break it down for you. All right. And if somebody wants to know what I mean by turn violent, all right, this is what I mean. If you resist lawful orders, you're going to jail. Let me be very clear about that. If you block an intersection or a roadway in Brevard County, you are going to jail. If you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired because we are going to run you down and put you in jail.
He said that if you flee arrest, you're going to go to jail tired. It was a lot of people that was hating on him in a comment. And they were saying like, oh, man, he already out of breath. What you think, that he going to be chasing you? No, he going to have them young bulls out there, them people that be out there hunting, wanting to take you down. Let me say something also. These one-a-days, I don't like the smell of these one-a-days. Maybe it's not the smell. Maybe it's the taste. The smell ain't bad. It's the taste. These tastes of these one-a-days, they're not that great. But he's not going to be the one that's chasing y'all. It's going to be them young bulls out there coming to get you.
If you try to mob rule a car in Brevard County, gathering around it, refusing to let the driver leave, in our county, you're most likely going to get run over and dragged across the street. If you spit on us, you're going to the hospital and in jail. If you hit one of us, you're going to the hospital and jail, and most likely get bitten by one of our big, beautiful dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at.
That's the part that everybody got upset about. Everybody was mad when he said that, listen, listen to what he said.
Dogs that we have here. If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies, we will be notifying your family where to collect your remains at.
If you throw a brick, a firebomb, or point a gun at one of our deputies. So what part of that is problematic? If you throw a brick, people have been killed by bricks that is thrown in the windshields. That is a fact. I just was looking at a video probably 2 weeks ago on X about somebody going to jail over dropping a brick or dropping a rock or something off of an overpass where cars were going by on the freeway. If you throw a firebomb, if you point a gun, I don't think that anything that he said is unreasonable. Any regular pedestrian, if you throw point a gun or throw a firebomb at them, they're going to kill you dead. What you think that the police, that the sheriffs are supposed to have mercy and patience on you, and you trying to take their life and you trying to take them out? I don't, what is people so upset about? Oh, it's the verbiage, it's the language. Oh, he said he would kill you dead, that they're going to have to collect your remains. I'm not really sure where the misunderstanding is, because I don't think he said anything that was out of pocket, that was out of order.
Because we will kill you graveyard dead. We're not going to play. This has got to stop. You're watching what's taking place out there. You're seeing police officers that are being attacked, being spit on.
Oh, listen, no comment. I'm going to need you to put away your burner account. We don't acknowledge anybody that just has that go and get their burner account because you're so scared. You scared that the general public don't know that you the one that said what you said. Stand on business. Be a man. Drop your nutsack. Put your profile picture up so we know who we looking at and who said it. His name is No Comment, and he's an icon. No, stand on business. Stand on business. We don't acknowledge no more anybody that got burner accounts and they want to get some visibility and some attention. Nope. You got to have a profile picture. You have a real name. Yeah, probably Malik switched his name.
Being put in harm's way just for doing their jobs. You're seeing ICE agents that are being targeted for doing their jobs. And you're seeing obstructionists that are doing all of this, standing in the way of law and order. Not here, not in the state of Florida. So to make it real simple, if you don't want to have any of those things happen to you, obey the law. Go protest all you want. Do it peacefully. Stand on the mountaintops and yell your opinion, your views. We invite that. But don't you dare break the law.
I don't have any problems with what he said. I think he was very, very blunt. He made it clear so that y'all don't have no misinterpretation of what you're going to be doing in Florida. And if Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and Seattle and Denver, if all of those places said this and set this precedent very early, I bet you they wouldn't be out there protesting. I bet you they wouldn't be out there spray painting stuff. I bet you would not be out there spray painting stuff. I bet you wouldn't be out there throwing stuff at the police officers. People feel so compelled. I'm going to get to this next video shortly. People feel so comfortable disrespecting police officers at this point to where they are literally assaulting them. They will put their hands on a police officer. You never in my life did I ever think that we would get to a point where people felt comfortable putting their hands on police officers. Well, there go my bitch. There go my hoe. Simping for cops. I'm not even sure that's a possibility. That's my hoe. Can't stop, won't stop. He loved me. He ain't never going. I keep telling y'all, this is like a toxic relationship. He ain't going nowhere. That little mouthy woman that's over there in the corner. Y'all ever watched what's the one with Terrence Howard where he was the pimp? And he had to grab her up a couple times. AD, would you even run for mayor? Hell no. Not until I ain't got nothing better to do. I don't want the requirements of what they got to do. I ain't trying to do that. They don't even make no money. Hustle and flow. But I'm telling you, bro, listen. Do what you're supposed to do so that you don't end up on a poster. And everything is good. This is not even a complicated situation. This don't have to be complicated at all. Do what you're supposed to do, and you can go home. You can protest. That ain't nobody going to listen to. You can whine and complain. Nobody is going to trip off of you, and everybody is going to keep it popping. All right. I don't have no problem with what he said. I think what he said was actually absolutely cool.